Hello and welcome to part two of The Sound of Sheffield. And I told you there'd be quite a few Pulp or Jarvis related tracks. And this is part of his little known electroclash direction, otherwise known as Relaxed Muscle, where he pretended to be Darren Spooner. Now, this is 2003, after Pulp had gone on hiatus or have stopped going in 2002, sadly. And it's a track called Tough It Out. And after that, there's a track from the Warp stable, a great acid track called from Tough Little Unit, yes, team here, called Join the Future.
Coming through, it's getting dark, but you know you're gonna have to tough it out. tried but could not bring. The best of everything. Too breathless then to wonder. I died a thousand times. Cold
glowing. The traffic of life is flowing out over the rivers and on into dawn. Hold back the night from us. Cherish the light for us. Don't let the shadows hold back the dawn. Going downtown where there's music. Going where voices fill the air. Maybe there's someone waiting for me with a smile and a flower in her hair. Going downtown where there's people. My loneliness hangs in the air. With no one there real waiting for me. No smile, no flower, no.
That's Richard Hawley with Cold Corner, formerly of Long Pigs fame, and also previously also working with Pulp and Jarvis Cocker. I think he's working with Jarvis Cocker on his new solo album, actually. And that's about Coles. Coles, every town always has a department store. And the department store for Sheffield was Coles. It's now a John Lewis, and people used to meet at Coles Corner. I'm too young to remember this, but I remember my parents talking about Coles and people meeting at Coles. So that's why that's that song kind of makes me go a bit kind of mushy. I don't know why. I think it's kind of that's kind of like part of my heritage, really, part of my parents' heritage and sort of history of. What is kind of a surrogate hometown, really. Then before that was Let Me Go, Extend a Mix, the US mix. Took me fucking ages to find that. I've got it on vinyl, and if I had ways of transferring it, I would have done so ages ago. But there was a special US 12-inch, which all the you know CD versions that have got the 12-inch is the UK 12-inch. And people think, oh, what's the difference? Well, it sounds much more... Acid House. It's like early Acid House. It's what I like about it so much. And of course, I had to mix it into some sort of Sheffield electronica, acid-y sort of music, which is by a tough little unit who were some of the members, friends of the people who ran the Warp label and people who were in Forge Masters, if you remember them, and Join the Future. I've used that in my Our House mix. I love it so much. You know, it's unusual to create acid tracks that work really well as pop tracks and are listenable, which is why I thought it was quite interesting that Jeb over at £50 note not only included one of my bootlegs in his Kiss the Future 3 mix, but he included someone I didn't even think he knew about, Baby Ford, Chicky Chicky Yaha. He put Children of the Revolution on there, and there's a few acts like that, and like Adamski and a few other people, I managed to do that crossover, and that was kind of a bit of a sort of a one hit, or probably not so much a big hit, but it's sort of a one-off, but it's I like it a lot. Then before that was Sheffield Sex City by Pulp, which I think I'm sure I'll get loads of Pulp fans saying no, that's not. I think that was the B-side of the Lip Gloss single. Certainly you see the Lip Gloss, or Do You Remember the First Time, but Remember the First Time is off the His and Hers album. I think it was Lip Gloss. And as I said before, all those people were wearing, when I was in Sheffield, Sex City t-shirts, and they were selling them at the Leadmill, which seemed rather appropriate, really. So that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this little kind of slightly probably a bit too nostalgic sort of jog down sort of Sheffield's little by streets and little mesters and little byways and little rivers. And I hope it sort of made some kind of sense to you about some of the history that's in tracks about Sheffield. I mean, I don't necessarily hear a lot of London bands talking the same way about Sheffield. It seems like as soon as you go out of London, a lot of the bands talk about their local neighbourhood, maybe because that's probably the major difference they have, and they're talking to a local audience. I don't know, but certainly Sheffield seems to have had a lot of bands who draw on the environment a lot more than, say, other places, the place they live in. Probably more than Manchester, actually, although the Hacienda probably contend with that. So I'm going to end, of course, with a pulp track. It has to be a pulp track. And this is from their very, very good last album. If anyone tells you that this is not a good album, then you get my permission to kick them in the fucking nuts. It's Pulp Love Life, otherwise known as rephrased as We Love Life, because the record label thought they'd be far too confusing, which is a bit odd. And I think it was a sentiment after the whole 9/11 stuff. But it's a great album. I really wish Pulp hadn't really sort of stopped going. I think that Ireland was stupid to drop them, and I think that they had a big life ahead of them. And I think when the Jarvis Cocker solo album comes out, they'll probably show you, will probably be shown what kind of stuff we missed, really. And it was produced with Scott Walker, which I'm not totally sure about the production. I think it's pretty good. I don't like Scott Walker's work. I really don't like. I know Jarvis Cocker did films when he went to Central St. Martin's, and I've heard him, seen him speak about Scott and Scott 3 being such a revelation, and I just don't get Scott Walker's solo stuff. Walker Brothers, yes, but it's not Scott Walker. I just think he's a mopey git. But I think the production's pretty good on this. It's almost like his production, but without the really depressing. And if people say that Leonard Cohen's depressing, and he isn't actually. He actually is quite a hopeful singer, but something really depressing about the Scott Walker's songs. But with Jarvis Cocker's sort of more upbeat sort of songwriting, and the rest of Pulp's sort of more upbeat songwriting, so I think it works really well. And this is a song about the Wicca. Now, everyone in Sheffield and environs knows about the Wicca. The Wicca is a sort of small puddle of a river, which used to, I mean, when I was there and when I was a kid, I used to see it. It always used to look very rusty iron red. It's this kind of, and you could actually, it wasn't, people think it river, it's a sort of rushing thing. You could actually literally walk, you know, the weirs, you could walk across them, and usually they've got all kinds of various things sticking out of the various metal things. I think it's got a lot more healthy since then, but certainly it's never really become the rushing torrent. I mean, my dad used to tell me that the Sheffield University students used to have a river race as a parody of the Oxbridge, you know, the Cambridge, Oxford boat races, where they would actually go down in baths and things and then carry them over the weirs and almost pretty much carry them down the river, because they could pretty much walk across the river because it's just glutinous mud and just crap in there. But I think what I like about this song is that Jarvis Cocker uses that, and rivers are always a kind of a symbol in songs about hope. I mean, R.E.M.'s Find the River, it reminds me a lot of. And even stuff about the Treboar Factory, which I've heard of and stuff like that. Anyway, stop me rambling. So I hope to speak to you soon, and I'll see you for the next edition.
Just behind the station, before you reach the traffic island, a river runs through a concrete channel. I took you there once, I think it was after the Lebanon. The water was dirty, and it smelled of industrialization. Little Nestor's coughing the lungs up, and globules the colour of tomato ketchup.
dirty brickwork conduits connecting white witches on the moor with free Raphaelites down in Broom Hall. Beneath the old Trevor factory that burnt down in the early 70s, leaving an antiquated sweet shop smell and caverns of nougat and caramel. Nougat. Yeah, nougat, caramel. And the river flows on. On beneath pudgy 15-year-olds addicted to coffee wine, courting couples naked on northern upholstery, and pensioners gathering dust like bowls of plastic tulips. And it finally comes above ground again at Forgetown, the place where we first met. Child's toy horse ride that played such a ridiculously tragic tune. It was still there, but none of the kids seemed interested in riding it. And the cafe was still there too, the same pressing plastic letters on the price list and scuffed for microtop tables. I sat as close as possible to the seat where I'd met you that autumn afternoon. And then, after what seemed like hours of thinking about it, I finally took your face in my hands and I kissed you for the first time. And a feeling like electricity flowed through my whole body. And I immediately knew I'd entered a completely different world. And all the time, in the background, the sound of that ridiculously heartbreaking child's ride outside. Saturday night, but that this custom had died out when someone jumped and landed too near to the riverbank and had sunk in the mud there and drowned before anyone could reach him. Maybe he'd just made the whole story up. But he'd never get me to jump off that bridge. No chance. Never in a million years. Like to go there with you now, my pretty, and follow it
can know the way. Ah, this is as far as we got last time. But if we go just another mile, we will surface surrounded by grass and trees, and a flyover that takes the cars to cities. Foots that explode at the slightest touch. Metals that sting, but not too much. I've never been past this point. What lies ahead, I really could not say. And I used to live just by the river, in a disused factory to stop the wicker. And the river flowed by day after day. And one day I thought, one day I would follow it. But that day never came, I moved away and lost track. Tonight I am sinking, by making my way back. I may find you there, float on. Wherever the river may take me, wherever the river may take me, wherever the river may take us, wherever it wants us to go, wherever.
Well, you thought that was it. This is, I think I decided to put a little, to make this Sound of Sheffield to be totally pulp-tastic, I decided to put a little bonus track in. This is Jarvis Cocker with Kid Loco, and it's, I just came to tell you that I'm going. It's a cover of a Monsieur Gainsbourg song, and if there's anything to go by, his solo album, which is due to be released in November, very soon, it's going to be quite interesting. Something this is, quite a sort of a midi-tastic rendition, but I still really like this rendition of the Gainsbourg track. So I'll speak to you soon.
I just came to tell you that I'm going. I know your tears won't change anything. As the poet said, to tell you.